KPS Portland, also known as KPSU, Portland's College Radio. Evenings and weekends at 1450 AM citywide, 24 hours a day at 98.1 FM for those lucky few on the PSU campus, and taking over the entire planet at kpsu.org.
Blasphemous Radio. Good morning, Portland, and welcome again to another exciting edition of Blasphemous Radio here on KPSU. And this week, as we move into the last show for 2009, the last live show anyway, we have a special guest here, Will.
Hello there.
Yeah, he's going to come in and play a bunch of his records and whatnot. And we also have Wendy kind of lurking around in the back of the studio. And yeah, so actually, we should probably tell people before we get started, how did we meet each other on this wonderful radio ride that we're about to take?
Kind of a bunch of weird-ass networking, excuse me. we are, I kind of just got here from SoCal, California, that is, and I'm making my ways down here, and I'm having a good old punk rock time. You guys are a bit limited in your space of punk rock, so I decided to come along and help you for a day a little bit.
Oh, well, yeah, the grumpy punk always needs an assistant, and we're very happy to have you around.
Happy to be here, even though it's cold and wet and crazy. But
oh, it's that time of year. So so we're going to be playing all sorts of tunes for the next hour. Audience participation is happening at 503-725-5945. Let us know what you want to hear. And I think we're just going to jump right in.
Sure, let's jump right in.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
Quack, quack.
Asked me to play something seasonal on the jukebox.
I played Blue Christmas, and she started crying all over the place. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas unwinding. And I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Have you ever had the desire to express your artistic endeavors in front of other people, but have trouble finding a venue to accommodate? Well, Portland State Professional Sound is presenting open mic nights at the Food for Thought Cafe. And by open mic, they mean music, poetry, stand-up, sketch comedy, anything goes. Even that weird Vogue miming thing that you do in the mirror at home when you think no one's watching, that's all right too. So you can come do what you do in front of other people doing what they do and see what happens. Open mic nights take place at the Food for Thought Cafe every Tuesday, 7 to 10 p.m., and it's located at 1825 Southwest Broadway. Open mic night at the Food for Thought Cafe.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grimm. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a really bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grimm. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You have got to get your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled in tangled up knots. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. You know, given the choice between the two, I take the seasick crocodile. You know, as he ate me, Mr. Grinch, with a super nauseousness. You're a crooked turkey jerky and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. You're a mean one, you're a monster, you're a vile one, but you're a runner. You know, as he ate me, you're a foul one, you're a snake, and you're a sly one. Three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Find the fire. is DJ Victrola, host of The Guitar Shop, and this is Blasphemous Radio, only on KPSU. You're already a fan, you just don't know it.
Hey, did you hear the news? There's a new restaurant close to PSU campus that features live music.
Oh yeah? What's it called?
It's the Great Hall Restaurant, located on 1406 Southwest Broadway. It's just a few blocks from campus.
Oh yeah? What do they have going on there?
Besides a rotating lineup of live musicians, the Great Hall Restaurant has happy hour from 3 to 6 on Wednesday through Saturday. The Voice, a tribute to Frank Sinatra, appears every Wednesday happy hour. Acoustic open stages from Wednesday 6 to 9. Electric open night is every Saturday from 6:30 to 9, beginning November 28th. More info can be obtained at greathallrestaurant.com. Whew. Hey, where'd you go?
I'm over here at the Great Hall Restaurant.
Oh, brother.
Here's your KPSU weekend calendar brought to you by the Jam Session.
Here's your KPSU weekend calendar for the weekend of Saturday, December 5th and Sunday, December 6th, 2009. At the Wonder Ballroom on 128 Northeast Russell Street, Line Pilot featuring special guest Laura Veers and the Hall of Flames and Point Juncture starting at 8 p.m. Ticket and show information can be obtained by calling 503-284-8686. At the Roseland on 8 Northwest 6th Avenue, West Coast Hip Hop Proficionados, Bone Thugs and Harmony, featuring Portland local Luck One and Tragedy, starting at 8 p.m.
Blasphemous Radio.
Good morning, Portland, and welcome back to another exciting edition of Blasphemous Radio, where I accidentally play a commercial from last week, because that's the kind of guy I am. So, we have with us here in the studio, DJ Will.
Hello there again.
Yes. And, there has been, reported Wendy sightings, here and there throughout the studio.
She's kind of like a jackalope, though. She just makes her appearance whenever she wants to.
Yeah. And then, you know, kind of wanders off, as it's needed and whatnot. We've just been playing a few records. You want to give them a rundown of what we've been listening to?
Sure, absolutely. The first one was Metal Mike from Angry Samoans doing Deck the Halls. Girl Trouble was Blue Christmas. The Offspring was You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. De Kreutzen, one of my favorite bands, Land of Treason, old Germs cover.
I know, that was really excellent to hear. I haven't heard that in a while.
It's not too many people have, but I'm glad to bring it in for you today. The Damned did There Ain't No Sanity Clause, of course.
An appropriate seasonal tune.
Absolutely. Not too out of the tradition of anti-Christmas songs here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Super Suckers did Creepy Jackalope Eye. Decided to just throw that one in there. And Big Drill Car from Huntington Beach.
Oh, we're getting to that next, so we're not there yet.
It's coming. Oops. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So, is this your first time on radio, or have you done this before?
I have not done this before. And it's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent.
Went out for a quick brew. I thought I was going to be late here today, and I went down to the Cheerful Tortoise, and actually some guy was in full epileptic seizure, so I said, 'tis the season.
Whoa, crazy.
Yeah, it kind of was.
Oh, man.
Paramedics were on the way, but he ended up to be okay after putting down his book and taking the beer out of his hand, so...
Wow. Yeah. So you're sitting there, you're like anticipating like easy, relaxing radio afternoon, and
you're like... maybe it's apropos that I'm here as a punk rock gentleman that I am.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
It kind of was.
And the other thing that I was thinking about, too, and we kind of talked about this a little bit last week, but I felt like it'd be a good thing to kind of bring up on the air, is that like so much of... you know, our conversations that we've had back and forth have been about like our relationship with records.
Absolutely.
And you know, like I always speak for myself and whatnot in terms of like, I feel like that record store kind of raised me as a late teen, early 20, where I go in to look around at different stuff and, you know, get to know the clerks and
absolutely.
I'm like, oh, what is this, record going to sound like when I get home and whatnot? And
absolutely.
I was just kind of curious, like, you know, what your experience is like.
Yeah, my experience was basically that was kind of a underground mecca for all us music heads and musicians just to hang and fling some flyers or hang out and listen to, you know, could be the hippie behind the counter playing the Van Halen, or it could be us trying to get the Devo in the background and flinging our gum wads at him, try to make that happen. But nevertheless, either way, it was all just this melting pot of just music and a beautiful time. And that's really lacking in today's music, of course, because everybody can just download it and
That's right. It's not like you're going through bins anymore trying to find like that one record that you're like, oh, is this going to make my afternoon? Or
not at all. And that's part of the adventure, I think, that, you know, some of it's just handed to us and it's so easily accessible on the internet, even though it has its benefits. But that mech is really missing, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the one thing that I've noticed with like finding music online versus finding it in a record store is that like when you find it online, you kind of know what you're going to get. You can, like, preview the track, and you read reviews of it, and your friends recommend, like, this or that or whatever.
Absolutely.
And when you were going through bins and crates of records and stuff, it was a total crapshoot. You had no idea.
Yeah. You might just look at a cover and go, this has to be great, and it could be the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have, I think, about an equal number of records where it's like, I thought they were going to be amazing based on the cover, and found out they were terrible when I get home. And vice versa, where you look at the cover, and you're like, how can this be?
Tijuana Brass one with the half-naked lady and the whipped cream all over.
Exactly. <Yes. laughs> How can that be terrible?
Yes.
And then you get it home and you find out. But no, there's something about that relationship that when we were talking last week, it was something that like I felt really kind of defined a certain generation of music collectors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that came with like making mixtapes and... I don't know, a big thing for me was like going to a friend's house to listen to a new record when, hey, I just got the new fill in the blank or whatever. Yeah. So hang out and check it out. Which now it seems like the equivalent scenario would be he would send me an email and be like, oh, listen to this link.
It's in a zip file. You got the whole thing in one shot. And, oh, yeah, I'll get to him and I get to it. And you're listening it online. You're not really paying attention to what the music is about.
Do you care to weigh in on this, Wendy, or are you just...
I'm an observer.
She's just an observer.
Observing.
Cool. Well, maybe we should get to some more music, because that's what this is all about.
Absolutely.
Cool. So should we introduce it, or should we just let it go?
That's a halfway introduction already.
Okay.
Let's just play it on.
Cool. You're listening to Blast Foofness Radio here on KPSU. Jeez.
Soldiers falling off. Some men don't need you. inside. I need to feel and bend my mind off. The desperation begins. From the start I can see the end. I'm not right, you're not right. Make me close my eyes. I look in your eyes and see it's always this way. Live the lie, take a dive, just to make it die. I wanna live, I wish I was dead. I just gotta close my eyes. Let me close my eyes. Make me close my
every child must be made aware. Sweet, Dempsey gladly trips switch after switch. He can feel himself drain out. Ghost of Pat Morita. And you're listening to Blasphemous Radio with Austin Rich. Multnomah County's number one square dancer. Ears running. Yeah!
Jenny Nelson, Sisters of the Road co-founder, will be retiring in December. She will be honored with a celebration open to the community on Saturday, December 12th from 3 to 6 p.m. in the Sisters Cafe on 133 Northwest 6th Avenue in Portland, Oregon. Donations will be accepted for Sisters of the Road at this event. A celebration is to honor years of service to the community and to the Sisters of the Road Cafe. Throughout Sisters' 30-year history, Ms. Nelson has filled almost every role at Sisters: Executive Director, Operations Manager, Director of Community Organizing, and Associate Director of Systemic Change, as well as day-to-day jobs within the cafe. More importantly, Ms. Nelson has been a personal friend and mentor to thousands, including public leaders, school children, sister staff, volunteers, and customers. Her enduring adherence to the tenets of nonviolence and gentle personalism have inspired and touched countless lives over her 3 decades at Sisters. We look forward to seeing you on December 12th.
Hello, Trippers, the Psychedelic Renaissance with your host, Cosmic Jim. An exploration into the hidden corners of rock and roll history. Only the finest and rarest records for your musical appreciation. Saturday nights from 8 to 9 on KPSU, 1450 AM. Acid rock, acid folk, private pressings, garage, and pure psychedelic treasures from the golden era of hippie rock.
Blasphemous Radio.
Good morning, Portland. We are nearing the end of the last live broadcast for 2009 here, and I have my very special guest, DJ Will.
Hello, still awake there?
Yeah, Swill, as it was.
Swilly.
Yeah, you had all sorts of good ones there for a little bit.
I do.
I was liking that.
The one was the punk monk. The punk monk, yeah. Preacher man.
Nice. We could use more of that in this town. So, yeah. Do you want to give us a rundown of what we've been listening to?
Oh, boy. Well, we went with the Chuck Dukowski, is what I see. Old Black Flag cover, of course. Ramones, the traditional Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight, which is one of my personal favorites, too.
One of the few Christmas songs we really do like.
very few. Threw you off with the David Bowie and the Bing Crosby there. Little drummer boy.
That was awesome.
Threw in a little Jawbox for you.
Yes.
From DC, a little Jock Pop Plus.
How can you resist?
Oh, I love it. And then Jello Biafra with the Melvins, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I feel so bad I missed that show when they came through town. Like, it was a couple years ago, and they were playing at the Crystal. I guess it was like a crazy thing where at the end it was like Jello was practically going to be like leading people out of the Crystal and into the street. Like it seemed like it was like really on the verge of becoming like a huge moment.
One of the fortunate things I'm glad that I'm here for is Jello coming in. Coming in the Roseland, I believe, on the 31st of December.
That's right, for New Year's.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, this new band featuring one of the Melvins, I believe.
Yeah.
And we don't even get that in L.A. You figure Frisco was so close to there, but, Colorado boys do what they want.
Yeah, well, they have fun. So, we got a few more minutes, so if you got a request, drop us a line, 503-725-5945. I want to thank you again. We'll talk one more, but I want to thank you again for bringing in all this stuff, because it's like, it's always fun to have, like, a friend down here. So.
It's very, very cool to be here. I appreciate it all.
Yeah, no problem. So, should we just... go into the next track?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're here for playing the tunes.
Yeah. Blasphemous Radio here on KPSU. I'm gonna win this with a mastermind. The Kings of Rock off of a split 7-inch with Girl Trouble and the Kings of Rock, doing a little bit of holiday tunage because it's kind of like Christmas music for people who don't like Christmas music, you know. It's stuff that's not so bad, so I really, at least
terrible, at least
yeah I don't mind it. So
especially that last one, that was really good.
Yeah And then before that we had Down by Law. Was it the Humpers? And that goes all the way back to where we were at before.
Yes, it does.
So, cool. Well,
this is really cool.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming down. This was
Thank
a lot of
you.
Fun. So,
this is so, such a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, we will definitely do it again.
I hope so.
Yeah. Keep your January, February, and onward calendar open.
Hope you're enjoying it out there. Let us know how we're doing here.
Yeah. And stay tuned for a special show that Will will be hosting on his own. So, at least... So the story goes. Also, a special thanks to Wendy for hanging out and picking out our closing tune. You can always reach us online, kpsu.org. Drop me an email, austinrich@gmail.com. Am I forgetting anything?
No. Shout out to all my family.
Yeah. Dan. Cool. And, you know, even though it didn't quite work out, special thanks to Chuck Dukowski for even trading emails with us.
Absolutely.
And whatnot. That was really cool that he would even...
That
consider
he
it.
Responded,
yes. Yeah.
Hopefully respond a little bit more next time. But
Yeah, totally. So we're closing out with some Fishbone.
Yes, we are.
Is this going out to anybody, Wendy, or?
All of our families.
All of our dysfunctional families out there. You know you are.
Excellent. You guys are wonderful. You guys are beautiful. And without you, there would be no show.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, indeed. Yeah, and see you next year. This will be the last live show for 2009. So I'm really glad I... made it through the year.
Barely.
We'll see you next time.
Peace.
This is about your mommy and your daddy. Your Jerry Springer generation. Fuck you, man. On punk. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
KPSU, Portland's College Radio. Evenings and weekends at 1450 AM citywide, 24 hours a day at 98.1 FM for those lucky few on the PSU campus, and taking over the entire planet at kpsu.org.
Blasphemous Radio.